Beautiful weather expected today and Thursday, 70 to 75 today, middle 70s for Thursday, and tonight another clear, cool one. We'll be in the mid-50s, but the Pine Barrens, cool spots in the 40s. Friday, more in the way, clouds and humidity, couple of showers, 75 to 80. The weekend, nothing short of summer-like. It's going to be kind of hazy, humid. We'll be in the middle 80s, and there could be a shower thunderstorm each day. This kind of weather will easily continue to the middle part of next week. Too early to call the shots on 4th of July weekend. Okay, ongoing problem with Lowe's Improvement Center. When I bought up my GE washer and dryer combo 2 years ago, took out the 5-year protection plan with Lowe's, called them for service. This is several months ago. The girl that answered told me that the warranty on both of those appliances had expired. It was 1 year. I said, yeah, but what about the protection plan? Oh, no, no, no. You have to call GE. So I called GE. They sent out a service rep 2 weeks later. He can't do anything because he doesn't want to move the dryer because it's on a little platform. And he can't connect his computer to it because he can't get behind it. Okay, so nothing was done. They billed me, GE, for $271. I called them. Say, oh, no, you got to take it up with Lowe's. Call Lowe's. They're going to work on it. Go in to talk to the manager. He can't do anything. Okay. A couple of weeks later, call Lowe's. They're still working on it. GE sends another bill. I call GE, send a certified letter. They open up a complaint, protects me for 30 days from harassment. It's not even 30 days, and I get a letter from their law firm telling me if I don't pay it, you know, legal action is going to be taken. Back to Lowe's I go, talk to the manager, still can't do anything, call this 800 Lowe's number. They're going to call me back because they're so swamped. 2 hours later, they call me back. I go through the whole story, and she tells me, I have to switch it to another department. Puts me on hold. I'm on hold now 16, maybe even 20 minutes. I hang up. Took to social media. Put the story on social media because you know what? This is not worth it. If this is going to be the results of a protection plan, nope, it's not worth it. You're better off calling your local appliance guy and forget about it. So that's my story. I'm probably going to wind up paying the $271 on top of the money I paid for the protection plan. Comments, questions, you name it, just to email us at weather@walkradio.com. And remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.